because it's time now for our continuing coverage of Pella High School basketball on KRLS with head coach Derek Schulte of the Pella Dutch following a 53-37 victory over Newton. Coach, obviously in these kinds of tournament games, it's a little bit more of a grind as opposed to the regular season run out. And Newton really did their best to slow you down in that first half, kept it within 2 points. But your guys turning in a solid couple of final quarters to pull away at the end. Your thoughts about a grinded out victory when things weren't at their best offensively, but being able to contain these Cardinals and move on to the round of 16.
Hey, proud of our guys. You know, Andrew, I think after the last game, one of our talking points was we know that not every game is going to have 79 points and double-digit threes. Great teams have to be able to win with your defense, your rebounding, and winning some of the margins, like extra possessions with offensive rebounds, turnovers, things like that. And so tonight we weren't at our best offensively. Our assist to turnover ratio wasn't where we wanted it. But we dug in on the defensive side. We controlled the glass, and we turned them over enough to offset our turnovers and get out of here with a good victory.
Well, and this Newton team came off of an explosive game against Boone, but obviously, again, some those nights just happened. Newton hasn't been a team that's consistently done that offensively, but it felt like you really took the three-point line away from them in the first half and then kind of pivoted to containing Klein in the second half, and that combination really kind of had them off balance.
Yeah, it was an emphasis when a team obviously makes 16 the game before. You know that that's, and especially in tournament time when you're playing one and done, you got to do a great job there. And I thought, hey, on Bauer and on Bozar, two of their top three we did an excellent job of tonight, and I thought in the second half we made things a lot tougher on Klein. Give him credit in the first half, he made some tough plays, he's a great athlete, and sort of kept them in it there. And then offensively we were just out of rhythm. You could see their physicalness, we got a little sticky with the ball, we weren't moving it and getting the shots that we want. We did a better job in the second half with our spacing, attacking downhill, and getting our looks.
And then, you know, we've talked a lot about this second rotation and the need for them to come in, had some foul trouble early, and while he wasn't particularly great offensively, David was huge on the boards, and once he came in, the rebounding game was probably even without him on the floor, but he really came in and made a huge difference and was really kind of clogging up that paint for Newton and was a game changer at key times.
Definitely. He brings active energy down there. He does a great job on the glass on both sides of the floor, both defensive and offensively, and gives a different look inside. And so our bench has been terrific all year. Different guys, different nights. He had a good one for us.
Here with Pella head coach Derek Schulte, this interview is powered by Hy-Vee as the Dutch are moving on to the sub-state finals. Pella 53, Newton 37. And then Austin, offensively in the first half, neither team had a three-pointer made. Austin opened up the lid on the second half, and he was really huge and kind of your key offensive player. Obviously, Jack kind of runs the show most of the year, but Austin's had these big spurts, and you really needed that stretch. It took it from a two-point game and made it a double-digit lead by the end of the third quarter.
Yeah, he got the three-pointer going there early in the second half, but I think the key for him is he did a great job finishing down low and was able to attack those closeouts, get to the paint, and use his versatility to get there. And so, you know, I think points in the paint are such a huge thing in the postseason, and then sort of the three-point line can open up from there and can be the thing that gives separation. And it wasn't easy tonight as a team. We didn't shoot it quite as well there, but did a great job from two, and that'll be important on Monday night.
And lastly, just closing things out, right? In tournament time, especially for a team now that has a lot of guys who have not only played 24 games this year, also were all at the state tournament last year, it showed in that fourth quarter just the poise, and I didn't have you for a turnover in that fourth quarter.
You know, poise is a big word, right? And especially in an intense rivalry game like this, one where they were probably happy with where this was at halftime. Our confidence never wavered. Our guys just responded. And that's going to be an important thing moving forward, as we know, hey, ADM's an excellent basketball team. And they're going to go on runs. This is going to be two high-level teams battling it out on Monday night.
And as you mentioned, the ADM Tigers coming into this one, ranked seventh by the committee. BC Moore has them as high as four, obviously playing in probably the best 3A athletic conference right now in the state, in the Raccoon River Conference. And they have one of the best players in the state. A name many people here from this area may know, Hudson Lawrence, and that is the grandson of the great Fred Lawrence. He is a handful all over the floor, and your hands are full. Not that we haven't seen players like that, like a Kaysen from DCG, but he is definitely the guy who wants to get them to the state tournament and a player that you've got to try and solve.
Yeah, they've got three guys in double figures, all lefty guards that bring different things, and he's the headliner there. You know, last time I checked, he was averaging around 25 a game, so it gives you an idea. He can shoot it from three. He's crafty. I think he leads the state in free throw attempts. steps because he uses his body to create contact and convert from there. Obviously, a big task ahead, a tall challenge to contain those guards, but who doesn't want that opportunity, right? And I know our guys will be excited for it. We're going to leave everything on the floor on Monday night.
Well, and that's the last point here, is that your guys have been on this tournament trail before. They had to win a close one against the Raccoon River Conference team a year ago. I know it's hard to tap into things that happened 365 days plus ago, but certainly your guys have been in those environments. They have all year in close games with DCG and throughout the conference. This is where that hard work, that tough schedule, all of those games that you played against Western Christian and so on, this is where the rubber hits the road and all that hard work is supposed to cash in and pay off.
You're exactly right, and I think the thing to remember here is, hey, we're going to talk about stats, and we'll have a scout for all these things. When you get to the sub-state final and a chance to play for the state tournament, it really comes down to who plays best that night. And so, I think we got to get back to just being pretty simple. We know we're going to have to defend at a high level against an excellent offensive team. We're going to have to execute and really value the ball offensively. And then I think rebounding could be a huge factor in this game. And so, so many things to look at, but we're going to try to simplify it for our guys and go out there and compete really hard.
Should be a lot of fun. Brian and I will have the call for you Monday, 6:30 from Niall Kinnick Drive in Adel. Our coverage will begin. Opening tip at 7 o'clock on KRLS Pella versus ADM. Chance to go to state. Head coach Derek Schulte, looking forward to it on Monday.
Thank you. Appreciate it.